everyone, and welcome back to another episode of God-Sized Stories. I'm your host, Patricia, and I am thrilled to have you joining me today again. Well, in today's episode, I have a really inspiring guest. Her name is Nikki Koziars, and she is a best-selling author, and she's a member of the Proverbs 31 speaking and writing team. During our conversation, Nikki talks about her brand new book, Your New You, Finding Strength and Wisdom When You Feel Stuck Where You Are. All of us go through transitions in life, and sometimes we don't know how to navigate them in victory. Well, Nikki shares her profound insights on navigating this life's transitions and finding divine guidance along the way. Join us as we learn from Nikki's inspiring story and explore the practical tools and biblical teaching that will help us navigate our own transitions. Get ready to be encouraged, enlightened, and empowered in this episode of God-Sized Stories. If you enjoy our show, do not miss any episode by subscribing. If you look at the show, you're going to see that there are some incredible guests in the past year and a half since we started it. We would really appreciate it if you could leave a good review in your podcast platform. Well, let's dive right in into this great interview with Nikki Koziars. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. How is the weather in North Carolina?
Not good. I've got a sweater on today.
Yes. I am so tired of this rain.
I know.
Well, I want to introduce you to my audience a little bit. So Nikki Koziars, she is an ECPA best-selling author. She is a speaker with Proverbs 31 Ministries. So everybody knows. I actually just interviewed Lisa not too long ago, so she's wonderful. She is a speaker nationally at conferences and retreats and meetings, and she also hosts her own podcast. It's called Lessons from the Farm. You actually live with your family in a farm that you affectionately call the Fixer Upper Farm. Mm-hmm. So you bought it and started redoing everything?
Yes. So it was foreclosed. And so a lot of broken things, but we've continued to have a lot of broken things. So that's why we call it the Fixer Upper Farm. But we have been in the process of restoring it for the last 9 years, and it's turning out pretty. So we love it.
That is awesome. I have a couple of friends here in Georgia who bought farms like that, and they absolutely love the process. So of just making it their own. I love that. That's wonderful. Well, Nikki, before we start talking about your brand new book, which is what we are talking about, I want you to tell us just a little bit about yourself and what fuels your passion to share Jesus with the world. You call yourself an evangelist at heart. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel like if I'm not telling somebody about Jesus, what am I doing? But I am a wife and a mom. We have three daughters, and we are in the process of adopting three little boys right now. And so motherhood is a very full season. Lots of different things we're sorting through. So that's a big part of my life and my calling, always as a wife and mom first. But I really became passionate about teaching the Word of God about 10 years ago. And I just saw that we tend to overcomplicate the Bible sometimes, and we're trying to dig so deep, which I love deep theological discussions. Don't hear me say I don't. But sometimes I just feel like in the midst of our busy and chaotic lives, like we just need really simple truth. And the Bible is full of simple truth. And so one of my passions is just to really help women understand the Word of God in a simple, concise way. And carry on with life. Like, let's dig in and then let's keep going and bring Jesus wherever we go with us.
I love that. That's great. And, you know, I always say that if I teach and at the end of my, you know, conference or what have you, if I didn't give you a bunch of practical tools that you can take home and tomorrow do life with Jesus, you know, with like this practical insights, biblical insights, but you can actually take home and live a better life, you know, live the abundant life. So if I don't do that, then, you know, then my teaching is just not good enough, because anybody can encourage, you know, encouraging is great. You can go to a whole weekend of just a lot of Jesus encouragement. If you don't really understand what you're reading, or you don't know how to put it in practice, it's just not a great tool for life. So I love that we share that type of teaching as well. So I love it. But today we're actually talking about your brand new book. So I'm very excited about talking to you about this book, because I think it's so important. So tell us a little bit about your new book, and it's called Your New Now, Finding Strength and Wisdom When You Feel Stuck Where You Are. So what made you write that book, Nikki?
Well, Patricia, one of the things that is really important to me as a communicator is that I always teach from a place of where I'm at. I'm not big on listening to other people who have like perfected everything, unless I need like professional like farming advice, then I want to go to the expert, you know? Yeah. But when I'm just trying to sort through my own God struggles, I want someone who's with me in my God struggles. And so that's where I write from. I write from that place of, this is what I'm struggling with, and this is what the Lord is showing me through a certain biblical text. And so obviously, with the description that I just gave you, what my life looks like right now, we are in a lot of different transitions in our life right now. And I realized that I was waking up day after day feeling so lost. Like, where do I belong in this season of my life right now? I feel like I'm not where I was, but I'm not where I'm going to be yet. And things are changing. And I just don't know where to land with all of this. And I don't believe that as followers of Jesus Christ, that on the road between what was and what will be, that we should ever feel lost. Like, there's a place with the Lord where we belong, where he's growing us and challenging us and changing us and motivating us and doing all these incredible things. But Patricia, sometimes I feel like I'm wishing my seasons away, right? Like, remember when my girls were little, I was like, I just can't wait for them to walk. I can't wait for them to feed themselves. I can't wait for them to go to the bathroom by themselves. I can't wait for them to get to high school. I can't wait for this, you know, we're so big, especially here in America, about just jump into the next place. But there's things right here and right now, which is why it's called Your New Now, that God wants to walk with us through.
I love that. And, you know, we can get overwhelmed, right, when we are jumping through seasons. And sometimes it's just not necessary. It could be perfectly great season, right? Like, I'm in a transition right now. I'm going through that, you know, as my ministry, changing some things within my ministry, and it feels overwhelming. But God has been doing exactly that with me, Nikki. He's just this morning, as I was praying, he's like, just do what I tell you to do today. Don't think ahead, you know, just enjoy the now, the today, and you know, just step by step to the task that I tell you to do. And I think that's one of the things that we try to figure out, knowing this new now, this new, your new course that God is pointing out to you. Like, you want to figure out sometimes everything, right? And I think that's where we get lost. Don't you agree?
Oh, 100%, because the perception in our head of what it should look like and the reality of what's right in front of us, that's where it's like, wait a second, something's not right with this. Why doesn't this look like I thought it was going to look, or why doesn't it feel like I thought it was going to feel? And 100%, I agree. Like God is, I feel like we're like, our world is in a now season. Like, stop focusing on what happened 3 years ago, you know, and stop thinking about what the next 5 years is going to look like, and just process the now, the right here.
Yes, be present in the now. I love that. Now, we know the life transitions, just the regular life transitions, even the great ones, like the welcoming ones, like weddings and graduations and a new dream job, or like, you know, a ministry that you're starting, can bring a bunch of like conflicting feelings, from delight to vulnerability to anxiety. So what on earth, you know, how on earth are we supposed to embrace these changes and still not lose our minds?
Yes. Okay. So one of the things that I talk about in the book, Your New Now, is that I really believe that we go through four different seasons of transition. Okay. And so as a Bible teacher in the book, I'm focused on Moses and specifically his life. And so we kind of look at Moses's life from the very beginning until the very end. And we see these four different transition seasons that he was in throughout his life. What I came to understand is that at some point in our lives, we all fit into one of these four seasons. Okay. And so I think the language that a lot of people are trying to identify who are in transition is, they know something's changing, they know something is different, but they can't find the words to put with it. Like, they can't say, this is exactly what I'm feeling right now, because it's just, it's so like mumble jumble in their head. So in the book, we walk through these four different seasons. In fact, you can go to my website right now, NikkiKoziars.com, and click on the freebie section. And we actually have an assessment that you can take totally free to find out which transition season you are in, that will help you have some language as you work through the book. But yeah, I think that's one of the hardest parts, is just like getting the wording behind it.
Absolutely. Is it okay for you to share what the name of these four seasons are? Just so
yes.
We have an idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, this is based on Moses's life, not my life. Okay. And right. So Moses's first season of transition that we see is the season of development. And for those of us that are maybe in this season, it can look a little bit different for depending on like your age, I say, with your demographics, but mm-hmm. we are never done developing. Okay.
Right.
A lot of wiser, more mature people than me. And I will tell you that I continue to see them grow and I continue to see them develop. Okay. So we look at that developing season. Then we see Moses step into a season of separation. And that was a really hard transition season for Moses. And I have found for the people that have already read through the book, this is also one of the hardest seasons that we can walk through in a transition. So for me personally, it was losing my mom and my brother in a very short 2-year span. Grief is a big part of this season. It's losing something or someone in order to step into a new place in our lives. So it's a harder season. Then we have the season of cultivation. And I don't know, Patricia, do you like to do new things?
Yes, I do.
Me too. In fact, I wake up every single day and I'm like, what can I do that's different today? Like, yes. I love doing things differently. But some people don't. And yeah. I really come to understand that through this process of getting this message out there. Some people are like, I just like the way my life is. I don't want anything to change. I don't want to try something new. But sometimes God leads us in a transition to new beginnings. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to be open to cultivating those new things. And then the last season that we see Moses step into is the season of being finished. And I will say, this is the hardest season for people to know that they're in, because, you know, there's a big difference between quitting something and finishing something. And so quitting is just kind of throwing in the towel, going, that's it, I'm fed up, I'm over it, done. Whereas finishing is really recognizing the signs that our season in that particular area is done, it's finished, and that it's time to surrender that so that we can move into the next season.
Oh my goodness. I went through that season with my oldest daughter.
Yeah.
When she, you know, from, and honestly, I was not prepared at all. I don't know why, because I'm usually like somebody that I'm always thinking a little bit ahead. And but when my oldest daughter, when she transitioned from a teenager to an adult, to adulthood, and then with that, there were some, I was right in the midst of the pandemic, and she broke up with a boy. It was just a mess. And that was very hard for me to understand. I have to let go of just so many things that I, you know, you become now more of a friend instead, like somebody who guides her if she wants me to guide her instead of the one, you know, the one who is so participant and stuff. So I understand the hardship of that final, in this sense of children, you know, of just that transition. It was the first time that I actually felt a transition really hard was when I don't know if you have any, you look like you'd have young kids, but if you don't. Oh, no?
Well, I mean, I do, but I've got a wide range. So, I have.
So you know that transition too, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Went through that with my daughter as well. You know, and the pandemic was so weird because it brought her back home. And so, you know, we had kind of already transitioned to sending her out, and then COVID brought a whole new transition with my girls. And so, yes, I completely understand that. And as moms, you're exactly right. We're never really finished being a mom, but we do reach that point where we're not their caregiver anymore, and we're not their main like point of contact anymore. Right. And they talk to other people besides us.
Exactly. So. You're like, what do you mean? I'm not all that anymore for you. You know, you don't need me. What?
I know. And we miss details of their lives. Like sometimes my daughter, if she lives at home, she'll tell me something. I'm like, no, that, like, how did I not do that?
I know. Isn't it hard? It was so hard for me, you know, but I'm just grateful though that God just shows you like exactly what you said. You have to get to a point where you actually give that season back to the Lord, you know, and understanding that it is a transition and it's just natural. It's not, you know, in this case, it's a very natural, just like menopause, it's natural transition. You're going to have to go through it, you know. I am so excited to announce a special opportunity that we have to explore the sites of Jesus' greatest miracles. My pastor, Dr. Perry Fowler, and I are partnering to host an amazing journey in May of 2024. We are going to be taking a group of people to tour and teach in the Holy Land, where Jesus walked and performed many of his miracles. Walking through the land where Jesus lived will be an unforgettable experience. From standing on the Mount of Olives to walking by the Sea of Galilee where Jesus fed the 5,000. Can you imagine? This is an amazing chance to immerse yourself in history. So don't miss out. You can find a link on our show notes, or you can visit my website, patriciahober.com, for more information. Don't hesitate. Book your ticket today for this once-in-a-lifetime journey. And now, back to the show. That's wonderful. Well, before you begin writing this book, you actually surveyed several women, right, in different seasons of life about their experience in life changes. So what did you discover?
Yes. So this was one of my favorite parts of writing this book. So one thing I really like to do before I sit down and write something, I identify the struggle with God, but then I go, okay, is anyone else struggling with this? Because who wants to write a book that is only just for you, right? Like, that's not the purpose of what we do as communicators. And so I surveyed several hundred women, and I wanted to hear about their own transition seasons. And I was still kind of what I call sniffing out the message. And so they were helping me with this. But Patricia, it was so fascinating to me because as we were digging through the results and just the comments, I noticed such a connection. You know, we're so big on this word season, right? We talk about the different seasons of life that we're in. And sometimes we think we can't identify with people who are in a different season of life. Maybe they're older or younger or just different. But it was crazy to me that the language that every woman used, whether she had just gotten married or she had finished her career climb and was getting ready to retire, or had just had a baby, or was sending her daughter to kindergarten, or was sending that kid to college, or was starting a new job, or just graduated from college. I mean, every season of life that you can think of was represented on this survey. And every woman, they all connected. Like, no matter what season they were in, their answers all connected. So the woman that was just graduating from college had the same feelings and emotions that that new mom had. And the woman who just gotten divorced had the same feelings and emotions that the mom who was sending her kid to kindergarten for the first time was having. And the common thread was this: I feel lost, I feel isolated, I feel like no one can understand what I'm going through right now. I feel like I don't belong anywhere. I feel like God has forgotten me in this season. Like, across the board, it was all the same. And so I think sometimes we need to remember we're not all that different. And we can find that common thread through transition seasons, no matter what our circumstances look like.
That's awesome. I imagine that in your survey, you also found a lot of great insights of women who were transitioning well. And that could help you also put together the information that you have to help women enjoy their now and in transition, right? I'm assuming that you got that as well, not just struggles, in other words.
Yeah, I did see, you know, a few. I mean, I will say the majority of it was like, I really don't know what to do in this season. But I did see a lot of women being able to recognize, even though they didn't think that they did, they could see it. They just, again, they just didn't have the language behind what was going on and what they were experiencing. So yeah, for sure. I learned a lot from that survey.
Absolutely. This is great. Well, you know, you, of course, as a Bible teacher, you use Moses as the character that you build this entire the phases where, you know, you identified in his life that you're also identifying in anybody in a transition or life changes. And so, but I was wondering, do you, whenever you put together the help guide, in other words, like to help women that who are living this transition, did you also help use the lessons from Moses, the things that he learned, you know, and his growth in order to help women in a practical way?
Yes. Yeah. So one of the things I love to do is I love to get behind someone in the Bible who can teach us about our seasons and our transitions and all the things. And so Moses had so much to teach me as a Bible teacher. But one of the things that, you know, I saw really clearly through Moses' story is that sometimes he did transition well, and sometimes he did not.
Right.
And I think that's a very human thing for us to take into studying the life of Moses, is to say, yes, he's a Bible hero, but yes, he was a human, and yes, he made mistakes, but he also did some stuff really well. And so, yeah, we talk about all of the lessons that we can learn from Moses in the book. And in fact, there's a, in between each season, there's like a mini Bible study where you can take, your study of Moses a little bit deeper. 'Cause I wanted to make sure that I gave you that opportunity if you wanted to do that.
That's wonderful. So in other words, you can actually use this in a, as a Bible group, like study groups and different things. So I love that. I love it because it makes it even better, because you're going to pair up with women who really are going through the same thing. So that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, you write this, you write in your book, daily acknowledgement of where we are can help us stop holding on to the past or fearing the future and learn to embrace our now. How do you apply that to your own life?
So I'll give you a great example that just happened the other day because I live out this message. So with one of my daughters, I was praying through something that she was experiencing and kind of what we were talking about before, that sometimes our role as a mom starts to change in their life. And it was like a very clear moment where I could see my role was starting to change in her life. And so, see, a lot of times, though, we don't take the time to stop and recognize these clues that are like screaming at us all day long. I mean, research tells us that we are always in some type of transition in our life, that we'll go through kind of like 5 to 10 really big life quakes, they call it. And these are the big transitions, right? The sending the kids to college, getting married, starting that job, those big, big things. But then we have these little moments like I had the other day where it's kind of like a mini quake, like this little place is starting to change. And so I stopped and I said, Lord, I can sense that this relationship is needing some changing. So starting with myself, not, you know, going to her going, okay, this relationship's changing. So here's what you're going to do, right? I started with myself. And so when we see that happening, I'm thinking about the woman who maybe is, you know, listening to this, who's sitting at her desk at her job. And, you know, you're starting to get little clues that maybe God's finishing that season for you there. And like just stopping and saying, God, I'm sensing something in my soul right now. What do I need to do with this? How do I need to process this so that when the big transition does come, I can step into it confidently and whole. Patricia, I think that's the biggest part of this is not going broken to broken to broken, that we can go from season to season whole, not perfect, but whole.
Wow. That is so profound. And that's beautiful. We often don't stop, right, Nikki? We just get engulfed in the feelings of being overwhelmed or being fearful of the future, of the new, or sometimes not even paying attention that the change is actually about to happen, like you said. So it's just an awareness is what you're calling us to, is to be aware of when changes are coming, even when they're, like you said, a moment that makes you realize that. And ask the Lord also to make you aware of them, right? Just always. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your new now. What does it look like today? I mean, you just told me that you said you were about to adopt 3 boys. So you have a big new now.
I do. And we've been in this season for a really long time. I can't publicly say where we're adopting from because it's actually a very dangerous situation for the boys right now. Mm-hmm. There's been some violence, and they're not some, a lot of violence mm-hmm. in their country. And adoptions are actually being attacked right now because mm-hmm. of the financial side to it. So it's been a very challenging season of separation is what we're in right now with them. We know that the next season of cultivation is going to come where, you know, we're new, like we're having a new big part of our family, is going to be with us. But, yeah, we're just kind of waiting, on some big documents right now to come through, and we've had to reach out to our senator for some help. And so hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll hear some good news and we can get these boys home. But yeah, I mean, just like from the changes in our house of adding, you know, 3 more beds, I didn't think that I would still have 2 of my 3 daughters at home at this point, but they are. And so trying to navigate, you know, what does it look like to have elementary age kids and young adult kids? And my now is a little complicated.
Isn't it just like the Lord to test you on the subject of your book right when it's being published? That happened to me. Yeah, with my book as well. Yes, it's just like the Lord. He just, well, you know, It looks like your fixer upper is going to have to get some more fixing and upping. It's all good. It's going to work out great. And if you don't mind, I'm going to pray for you right now and pray for you in this, for your book and your this transition in your life. And but before I do, Nikki, talk to a woman out there who is going through a new now, or she's just starting a new now. Talk to her and how this book can help her.
Yeah. So I think the first thing I would say is you're not alone. We're all going through some type of transition season in our life, and change is the only constant we really can count on in this lifetime. My mom used to say the only thing you can really count on is that you got to pay your taxes and one day you're going to die. Yes. It's true. But I would say this book is like, it's just like friends having a conversation. I'm not here to like help you develop this 5-year life plan. I want to help you right here and right now. And so I encourage you to go take that quiz just to get that language, to find out what season you're in right now, to remember that you're not alone, and that if anything, on the road between what was and what will be, God is there with you and He is fighting for you to have victory in this place in your life, not in the next season, in the right now. And He wants to see you wipe those tears and hold your head up a little bit higher and have some confidence about where He has you right now. So, step into this place, embrace it, and do the work and watch God take you from here to there. And it's going to continue to be a beautiful story with Him.
Amen. It always is. Well, Nikki, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful conversation, and I'm going to put all this information, of course, on my show notes. I'm going to write a column for the Atlanta Journal, and Nikki is giving a copy of her book to someone in my audience who would like to share this. So I really appreciate you spending this time. I want to say a prayer for you in this transition in your life. And all right, well, Lord, I just want to thank you so much for Nikki. And thank you so much for putting this message in her heart. I know, Father, that it will bless many people, and that, Father, many women out there, me including, we are in transitions, new nows in front of us. And Lord, I just pray that this message will bless many women, that you will make this message known throughout the United States, and that, Lord, you help also Nikki as she is in this new phase in her life, so waiting for her sons to come home and trying to figure out and getting the house prepared. I pray for her family, that you just bless them, Lord, that you strengthen them, Father, that you open doors that only you can open, Lord. And we thank you for this. Thank you for them, for wanting to be parents to kids who otherwise would be would have no home. And we thank you and praise you for people who love you that way. Thank you, Father. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Patricia. That was very kind.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nikki. It was a blessing talking to you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this interview. I hope it blessed you and strengthened you in your faith journey. If you enjoy my show, would you consider giving us a 5-star review and sharing it with your friends, family, or on social media? That helps in our ranking, and it's a blessing to me personally. Well, until we meet again, may God bless you and strengthen you as you continue to write your God-sized story. Thanks for listening.